Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
What are the signs, or yung sabihin natin mga dapat nating bantayan, dahil ito ang mag-i-indicate na posibleng merong mental health issues ang isang tao?
I think, yung mga bushfires that's happening today, it's very distressing mm-hmm. some people, and also what's happening in the news with the war potential disasters in overseas as well. And I think some of the indicators or some things that might impact people when they're experiencing a distressing event or even just witnessing it. So there are some things that are common reactions, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So and it's normal to feel like strong emotional and physical reactions, like feeling fearful, frightened, sometimes having sleep problems, or thinking about the event over and over again,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes having bad dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And some people can also feel angry, or maybe not even make sense of what they're feeling, but there's really no right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's because we're human, and we can have those feelings when something distressing happens. Yes, it can be different for everybody. When some people, when it impacts them on a personal level, so for example, if it's happening to them,
mm-hmm.
normally we can just maybe look at the practical side and do the things that we need to do to survive, because our brain is primed for survival.
Mm-hmm.
And then they might even feel it later on. It might hit them later on. So, but for some people, it can hit them maybe a few months later when they're feeling okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so they might have lots of different feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess sometimes, well, those are some common reactions to something distressing. But I think also if there are reactions that are not so common, and sometimes, and then we might need to maybe think, okay, well, this doesn't feel okay anymore. And,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes it's okay not to feel okay, you know, especially if distressing events are happening. But I guess some things that we might need to look out for, that we might need to get help for, is maybe if we have thoughts of harming ourselves, or if we're not functioning
mm-hmm.
anymore, or if we're having regular panic attacks
mm-hmm.
or loss of hope, that can happen sometimes, or thoughts of ending a life, or that we're just not feeling that we can function.
For some people, they don't get hit immediately, but it could
mm-hmm.
perhaps manifest itself, mental health issues, or being in a state of shock or trauma, like months after they encountered that stressful event. So how do you know, how do you actually know that it is a problem versus like just a passing thing?
Yeah, you know, interestingly, sometimes we don't even know it ourselves. Sometimes it's other people that tell us and that might see it in us. So things like a change in behavior, being more irritable, more angry, or not having very strong sense of self sometimes,
mm-hmm.
Being very tearful without any kind of triggers. Also, again, when I talked about earlier around functioning, not being able to function anymore, not being able to go to work, or not being able to concentrate,
mm-hmm.
not being able to sleep properly, things like maybe feeling really, really stressed and unable to relax. You know, that constant feeling of just being, something can just startle you really easily.
Mm-hmm.
For some people, this can cause panic, and might also experience a panic attack.
Right.
And then not being able to make sense of what's going on. And that can be really scary if you don't have support.
What do you think is the best way to cope with mental health concerns?
I think with mental health concerns, it the best way to really cope is to sometimes recognize that we might have a distressing or a difficult experience, and accept that sometimes it's okay, you know, to not feel okay. But also, what's really important is to connect, to remember that we have friends and family and our community to support us, and to reach out, and to remind ourselves that, you know, we're doing our best, and that we can manage. And especially sometimes you might feel exhausted sometimes, you know, especially when things are, we're watching a lot of things on the news that might be distressing, or if we're directly being experienced by it. Mm-hmm. But again, if we do have a serious mental health issue, it's also important to get some professional help.
Nice to bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.